Hey, I'm Adam Carolla, and that's my buddy.
I'm Ray Oldhofer.
That's Ray Oldhofer. And you like what you hear? Do you enjoy the show?
Yeah, I do.
Many do. And we have a little pirate ship here, and the way it works is you share it with a friend. So if you like this show, turn a buddy onto it. Turn a schoolmate, turn a coworker, and or lover onto the show, and thank you in advance.
Hi, I'm Larry Miller, but in a way, aren't we all? And this week, on This Week with Larry Miller, we answer the question you've been wondering about your whole life. Is a dog's bark worse than his bite? I don't want to give the show away, but no, it isn't. It never is. Listen to us through iTunes or the free Adam Carolla app. We'll see you here.
Is Carolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the ace man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Ray's on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. And welcome to another Ace on the House, or as Pops Carolla likes to call it, Ace on the Roof, baby.
Yeah, we are.
You can click the PayPal button, subscribe, and you get a lot of timely, free, powerful advice.
Insightful.
Insightful advice. And $5 a month. Let's get Ray a condo, baby. I was just talking to Verdell.
Yeah, really?
Scenic painter. Like,
by the way, at your place at 6 a.m., that floor is amazing.
Beautiful. She's painting on a floor, and I talked to her about painting some tiles. I've said many times, I've used it as examples, instead of blowing out a bunch of tile, paint the tile. She said, oh, I know a guy who does airbrushing on tile. And I said, airbrushing? Because when I think airbrushing, I think unicorns or Mexicans in vans, you know? And she
said, who doesn't?
She said, no, if you picture some of that old-timey Art Deco, you know, tile from the 20s and stuff, it'd be like that green jade color, but then it'd have some brown around the perimeter and speckles and things like that. And I went, oh, if he can recreate
the earthenware stuff.
Yeah, because it's a real problem where you're having to, you have a couple broken tile, you have to match a couple tile. They don't exist anymore. The company that made them has been out of business for 75 years.
Or if you do find them, they're a zillion dollars.
Buku bucks, but yeah. Never probably the exact same.
No.
These people can mix, match the color, get in with a little airbrush. And
that's kind of awesome. I've never heard of that one before.
It was a new one for me. Verdell just found it out. And
you can airbrush your kids.
For Halloween. Verdell does, I paint the floors. And what'll happen when you paint a floor is when you paint a floor and you want to go with a border color, like you go with a solid color in the field. For me, it's a sort of terracotta red and then like a green border. You tape it off. You use the blue tape. When you remove the tape, it makes a sharp edge, and it kind of looks like shit. And you wouldn't think it would look like shit. You'd think it would look like a linoleum floor, where like you might have a base color and then a border color in that line.
It doesn't work out that way.
Not with the paint. It looks sharp, and it looks shitty. And
with that, with your application that you're talking about, a sharp edge you just don't want anywhere.
And not only that, you don't realize someone should come in, again, scenic painter, and they'll age down the floor, too. They'll literally
a traffic lane where there wasn't.
Yeah, they
It'll
can do that.
Worn.
But what they'll do, too, is they'll just take a sort of milky, dark, almost looks like dirty bathwater and a rag and rub it over the top of the whole thing. And then when you're done, you put the two coats of clear over it. and it just looks amazing.
That means you're just going to fuck with Olga because she's going to be scrubbing the thing and scrubbing it.
Olga? What about Lynette?
What, she hadn't cleaned the floor in 20 years.
Lynette
cleaning?
20.
Lynette doesn't bend.
I had a funny conversation with
what
Lynette.
What about Lynette? That's funny.
I said to her, I said, hey, we got to get Verdell. I got to meet her. She's doing the floor. She's doing the pinstripe on the floor. And she said, I could do that. And I said, no, no, you can't. She said, why not? And I said, because it takes a lot of skill and a lot of practice. It's a hand, free-handed pinstripe.
Yeah,
it's
pretty awesome.
It's a half-inch. By the way, you pick a third color. So you have a border color, you have a field color, and then you pick a sort of neutral third color, which like might be like a pewter. Like a pewter. Like you might take the hardware on the cabinetry that's in the kitchen and pick that color, sort of the neutral.
You did like a goldish bronze.
Yeah, in my house. So Lynette
super
said,
bitchin'.
Lynette said, why don't I do it? And I said, you don't know how to do it. You can't do it. It takes a skill and practice. And she said, why don't Roberto or one of those guys do it? I said, they can't do it. It's a skilled hand. It's something that takes years.
Listen, you can't drag a brush and make that line 1/2 inch the whole way
right.
And not deviate.
By hand. No, it's like.
And it's beautiful.
It's like the guys I used, the old timers I used to hand paint numbers on the side of my race cars. You can't do it. It's a skill. And then she said, what if I taped it off? Put a tape on both sides. I said, then you have two shitty edges. And now we have one of two shitty edges.
I think she feels a little threatened, maybe.
Verdell coming in there.
Verdell kind of hot.
Easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
And she has a crazy accent. I don't know where.
She's from Africa.
She's South African.
Yeah.
Yeah. And South, there's a couple of accents. One is the Kiwi accent. The other thing's the South African accent where they go up, where they go like, okay. Like they start a little low and end up. Most start high and low. They go up on it.
Right. And she's a little tough to understand sometimes.
Either way, nice and like I said, folks, if you're going to do something, the way to do something like this, if you're going to paint a floor, which I like, you get Gary, Fultard Gary, and Gary goes in there, and I say, Gary, get the random orbital sander, put some 120 on there, and scuff that entire hardwood floor. I want all that Varathane all scuffed up real good.
And everybody goes, what?
And he scuffs it all real good, and then I say, get and sand it real good, and he sands it real good every inch, and then clean it real good, and he cleans it.
Tack rag, whole nine.
Cleans it really well. Then I get Roberto. He's my painter guy. And I say, Roberto, now you're going to paint the field and then stop.
No, you skipped a part. You're going to get Ray.
Oh,
and
sorry.
You're going to pick colors.
Oh, yes.
Because you don't know what colors are necessarily right or wrong. And then you go with what you thought anyway.
That's right.
You
do that.
Part.
Then I get Roberto in there. And I get Roberto in there. And I say, Roberto, prime the floor, paint the floor, tape it, border, blah, blah, blah. And Roberto does that. Now, he's a step up in the skill department from Gary. Gary, you sand it, but don't paint it. Roberto, you paint it, but then let Verdell do the pinstripe on it. And by the way, she's twice as much an hour as he is, but it only takes her 2.5-3 hours to do this because she's very skilled at what she does. Now, she's done aging the floor. She's done doing the skill work. Roberto, come back in with the clear coat and go over the top. So
Wait. Now you're skipping one. Now you get Gary to come back in and fuck it all up.
No.
Now you got to do it again.
Gary.
Pete, repeat.
Step and shit and walk through that place. No. So here's the point. There are the guys you want digging the ditches. Then there's the guys you want forming the concrete forms. And then there's the guys you want finishing the concrete. But don't pay the guy who you're paying to finish the concrete to dig the ditches. That's paying a dude way too much. Figure out where everyone's skill level is. Let them come in. But don't be afraid to take somebody who has a high hourly rate, even if it's, you know, I don't know, $40, $50 an hour, whatever it is, because what they can get done in 2 or 3 hours is amazing, and it lasts a lifetime, and no one else has that skill set. But what you don't want them doing is just rolling on the paint.
Yeah.
That we can get the other guy to do. So sort of figure
out
people's
personnel.
Roles. Yeah. Right.
Know what they can do and what they're capable of. Absolutely.
All
righty
then. Hi,
boss.
All right. Good to speak to you. Ray, how's the new show with you and Lorenzo doing?
It's fantastic. I really dig the guy.
I love me some Lorenzo.
Me too.
Lorenzo Neal, by the way, is a 16 years in the league as a fullback. A lot of camera time. A lot of camera time on the football life. LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, football life. The latest one, or one of, I think, Shula. They're doing a round two of the football life.
Right.
And this one, Shula LaDainian, is the second one they did. But lots of camera time, not only interview camera time, but just playing camera time for Lorenzo, because when he was setting the records and, well, it's actually kind of funny, I think, because I do believe when he set the record for most touchdowns scored in a season, Lorenzo did one of those, like they're on the 3-yard line, and Lorenzo did one of those follow me
clear
to
out,
glory kind
right.
of thing, and then Lorenzo slipped, just like fell down, and he ended up, if you look at the footage, he ended up going around the outside and getting in
Knocking
through the pylon, not going through the middle. Like
right.
Lorenzo like literally just fell
he
down.
Yeah, he fucked up the hole.
Fell in the hole. But either way,
he is the hole.
lots of FaceTime and playing time in there.
Our show is on every Saturday on Corolla Digital. Thank you, Corolla Digital. So search me and Lorenzo on iTunes, please, and be sure to subscribe. Thank you.
All right, and subscribe to this show as well. All righty, Rezo.
Yeah.
You got to bring this one up with Lorenzo, Rezo, when you're talking about football.
What's that, Rezo?
The field goal post, I bring it up on every show I do, the upright's not being raised, the ball going over the top of the upright, and us not being able to fucking tell whether it's good or not. And I've been screaming about this for 5 years. I yelled at Rich Eisen.
Why don't they just do a laser? Like a laser, and then if it... Oh.
All right. Go ahead. Continue. This is everyone's first thought. What about a laser?
Okay.
Right, go ahead.
So the laser shoots up, and then it's audible. If it touches one side, it's one noise. If it touches the other side, it's another noise. That's it.
One side of the laser?
Well, if it goes in between, yeah. The laser's what? However thick the goalpost is.
Two lasers,
yeah, at each side.
Or we could take the thin wall steel tubing and extend it another 8 feet.
Fuck that.
Too complicated?
Yeah, that's way too much. You think 8 feet, though? Those guys are booming now.
Well, by the time they cross, I'll show you Rich Carlos from The Drive, 19. Remember, bring this up with Lorenzo.
I gotta write this shit down.
1986. This sent Denver to the Super Bowl in The Drive in Cleveland. This is over 25 years ago, Ray. Over 25 years ago.
Holy shit.
Did that make it or not?
I think it's good, but it might not be. It depends what team I was rooting for.
Right. All right. So if they extended the goalpost by 3 feet, it would have hit it, right? Or maybe, or we'd know.
Yeah.
All right. That was over 25 years ago. That sent one team to a Super Bowl.
Is that now it's this week, right?
This is the first Monday Night Football season of the year.
Okay. It's going to be Pete. It's amazing.
Solidified. This position from 40 yards.
Oh, my God.
One was good. The other was no good. Could you tell the difference?
This position from 40 yards. No good.
We'll show the other angle, too.
Ouch. Yeah, but that was no good.
Look. You don't know. You have no idea. Let's show that angle again to Ray, please. You'll have no, Ray.
Yeah.
You cannot tell with certainty whether that was good or not.
No, because you can't. The depth is all fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or we could add 5 feet to the fucking thing, and then we would know.
Nah.
Let me tell you someone. You know, let me tell you everyone's number one answer for everything all the time, whether it's
laser. No.
Well, that is everyone's number one answer is the laser. And then I go, so when it's broken, do you know whether the ball would have caromed in or caromed out? And they go, oh, yeah. And then they go, we should put one over the top and just make. And I go, no, no. Extend the current pole 8 feet and we would solve a lot of these problems. But anyway, the number one answer to almost everything when you go, hey, this keeps happening to you, like, or this problem keeps repeating, like, I keep seeing you drive away with your commuter mug on the roof of your car. You want to know what the number one answer is? Yeah, I know. It happens all the time. Like when I say to Rich Eisen every single year, and I will say to Rich Eisen this year for maybe the fifth straight year, they have to extend the goalpost height because the ball goes over the top of the goalpost and you can't tell whether it was fair or foul. He goes, I know. It happens every year.
By the way, why don't they bring that up? You know, the owners' meetings and everything else. I've never even heard it brought up.
You're not exactly privy to all that is brought up at those meetings, but it happens all the time. Somebody, if you look at my favorite tweet, somebody tweeted me, I think it was a Oklahoma State game from, I don't know, a year or two ago when, like, Oklahoma State was unbeaten. Or somebody was unbeaten and they lost. And it's, again, same thing. Over the top of the goal. It happens at the college level. It happens at the pro level. Obviously, it's been happening. It prevented a team for possibly going to their only Super Bowl. Cleveland Browns have never been to a Super Bowl. They could have possibly went over 25 years ago. So it's not like this problem is new. It existed 25 years ago.
Bernie Kosar would have had a ring. Wow.
Bernie probably doesn't have one. Bernie, you'd be surprised, though, at all the dudes. Write this down for you and Lorenzo show. All the dudes who you don't know have either ring or a second ring.
That's
like,
true.
Like Jim McMahon with a second ring.
Who was he back up to?
He was a backup on the Niners. Maybe the Niners with Young playing, or I'm trying to think who he was backing up when he got his second ring. But he got his second ring. There's a whole bunch of dudes who got either a second ring and never played a down, who earned their first ring, and you don't know have a second ring.
I did not know Jim McMahon had a second one.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of dudes who got their first ring as a backup, didn't play a down.
Right. You see those guys at the airport when they're wearing their fucking Super Bowl ring.
No.
Who they are.
No. You're missing my point. I'm not talking about backup centers. I'm talking about starting quarterbacks who played for one team for 8 or 10 years and never got to the show.
And then
Bernie Kosar, then got traded to back up another team.
That team went, right. I got you.
Then they got the ring out of it, but it was never while they were starting, which is kind of bittersweet. Oh, Green Bay is where backing up Favre, 95. That's where I thought it was Young era.
I did not know. Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that. It's showing him on the sideline.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Vaguely.
Young must have won his in 94, 3 or something, or a few of his in that era.
I can't believe you remember this stuff.
I watch these football shows. All right. We'll find that.
Steve Young's last win was 95. So.
Oh, this is Green Bay 95. So this is the following.
It was the 95-96 season.
Right.
So the Super Bowl is in 96.
So Green Bay did. Steve Young did win the next year. So.
The previous year, I think.
Oh, the previous year.
I think it went Steve Young's final win, then the Green Bay McMahon Favre win.
That's why I had it in that era. But anyway, McMahon has a second Super Bowl ring that most people aren't aware of. Nice to win one a decade after winning your first one.
I can't believe he was in the league that long.
Not getting thrown around. Well, you know, once they take the backup role. But, we'll find that. We'll find that Oklahoma State. I think that was last year.
It was 2011. I've got the clip here. I'm just trying to get it to work.
Were they unbeaten? Was that what's going on? Somebody just sent me a little snippet. I'll tell you about Maxima Style, and then you guys can figure it out. Yeah, we're doing offices. We're doing more offices. We're always expanding around here, and we exclusively use Maxima Style. These guys have been on early and often. They're our longest-running sponsor. Look, it's going to be about LED, people. That will be it. That will be the only way that light is created, other than God pushing it through an opening in your roof. This will be the way you light and illuminate a room. LED. And if you're going to use LED, you're going to use MaximaStyle.com. So it's one of these things. You're going to do it. You're going to do it now, or you're going to put it off a couple of years, waste a bunch of money, burn a bunch of kilowatts, and cry like a baby when you finally make the switch. Let's do it now. MaxximaStyle.com. It saves you money. And how about the time? How about the changing of the bulbs? How about the heartache and the hassle? How about the exterior stuff where you got to get out the ladder? You know how many
results in a lot of death
fall off of ladders every year? Let's not do that. Use the coupon code Adam for additional savings. Maxima Style, baby. All right.
Here with us now.
Were undefeated to this point. They were 10-0, and they finished the season 12-1, and this was their only loss, and it came in overtime.
This is overtime. This is Oklahoma State at Iowa State.
Ouch.
All right. So if you let it run, or I don't know if it finished or not, but if you let it run, this is one of the few ones where the guys on the field, where the kicker's like, hey, that was in. That one was in. And they're like, no, it's not. You lost. So they would have had an undefeated season, but the ball went over the piece of thin wall, galvanized steel. That could have been raised 6 feet.
That's kind of brutal. It really is.
Right.
I mean,
but why?
What is it with me?
Why isn't everyone just?
Why does everyone all listen to you?
Everyone should think. Okay, if you can't think how I think, just listen to what I say and just do it.
Huh?
Thank you. Everyone's number one response. All right, Gary, I'll find you. When you see this thing, it looked like it was good. The kicker thought it was good, but again. Old man with cataracts looking up into the night sky as into the lights as the ball goes whizzing by.
Wait, but I wonder
upright.
If they do have camera angles where they could definitively
they
say
don't.
Now.
They
know.
Don't.
They don't.
They don't show them on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's brutal.
There's the kick. Looked good because it went from the inside out. The kicker said, hey, that was good.
And look, it's like it's almost anticlimactic because everybody's like in a.
The crowd thinks it's good.
Like, right.
Well, we'll never know. We'll never know.
Like, I think the crowd's cheering for it to miss because they're playing at Iowa State. Yeah, that's brutal, man.
Yeah, well, there's no way to determine it. There's no possible way. There's no possible. So a team that could have went 12-0 for maybe the first time and it's. You know, in 50 years, got a loss. But who knows? There's no possible way to ever.
Were they ever like twice? Were they? How they do with Barry Sanders over there?
Could never be determined.
Yeah, that's
could
really
never be
brutal.
Determined.
It's that is brutal.
It's beyond our technological ability and grasp to extend that piece of metal. Couldn't do it. Right. I could go down to Home Depot
right now.
Right now. Right now.
Give me the ID and OD. I'm on it.
With just a couple
cup link.
Tech screws. Tech screws.
You got a big job ahead of you, man.
You better
get on the road now.
I got to rent one of those scissor lifts. I need a can of yellow Krylon paint. And I need
safety
a little
yellow.
I could take care of this thing. I could rectify this problem. And by the way, 1 week in, we're one for one. Let's see how many times it happens throughout the course
they
of the
gotta
year.
They got to call a Corolla pull after they modify it.
When I talk to Rich Eisen, all he's going to say is, yeah, I know, you say it every year. You say it every year. Yeah. You guys should be doctors. Hey, I think I got gangrene in my foot. Yeah, every year you bring that up. Anyway, we got to amputate part of your toes.
Yeah. Your foot's gone.
Every year you bring that up. Yeah. All right. So, question, Matt, what is wrong with human beings? Why are we stupid? We have a space shuttle.
I wish I knew.
What's wrong?
Did Lynette clean it?
Didn't we just decommission the space shuttle?
We did. We're done with the space shuttle. It's old school news. There's more computing in your iPhone than in the space shuttle. But can't extend that
poll.
Can't extend the poll. All right. We have video questions. What do we got?
Sure do.
Hey, Ace, I got a little info for you. Your Claycraft fireplace is being installed now.
I know.
Oh, good. You went by?
I went by. Ray,
I did not know. Ray, I was there at 6.
Ray found me a fireplace, and it's a really interesting process of taking a fire. Well, we've talked about it a million times. It's one of those.
We're doing it again.
It's one of those. There's no way to do it but to do it. It's a whole shitload of tiles, and they all have big chunks of mortar and brick on the back of them, and you have to get a bunch of grinders and diamond blades, and you have to cut everything down, and you have to take every single tile meticulously. It's like putting back together a dinosaur from fossil bones, you know? And then, after you do that, people walk into your house, and they see it, and they go, huh, that's a nice fireplace. You go, I put it there. We pulled it out of another house. We tore it down piece by piece. We cleaned every piece, and we reconstructed it.
No, you didn't.
And then they go, here's what they do. They go, oh, it fit perfectly. And you go, no, I made it fit perfectly. Oh, well, anyway, do you have water? And that's how it'll go.
No follow-up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it is pretty funny, though.
Actually, I did get the good one when I was installing the batch elder in my house when I had the big centerpiece.
Big freeze, the nice one.
Yeah. Now, what happened was me and Jay, my assistant Jay, had laid the whole thing out in my living room on a blanket and then put the two right and left sort of column ones up. Now, this is the part that goes around the firebox and the opening, and they're thick and they're big and they're heavy, and that center like keystone one is 18 inches by like 8 inches high, and it's three inches thick, and
it's like a brick.
It weighs like 25 pounds, and it's a two-manner, but I wanted to do it, so I took bungee cords and I pulled them really tight across the front. And what I was going to do is butter up the back of the thing and slide it up into place underneath the bungee cord and then put like a 2x4 under it to hold it up. And I was using my head to like hold it in place while I was trying to get the bungee cord. And Lynette and the kids walked through the front door, and she looked at me in the living room. She goes, are you still working on that fireplace? And I was like, yes, I'm doing that on a Saturday.
You're barely making it.
I'm still working on the fireplace.
What about honey, are you all right? You need a hand? Wait, what do you got going here? Oh, my gosh.
Are you still working on
the fireplace? Are you still working on the fireplace? Go clean the car. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we live in a different world these days, baby.
By the way, that's going to be such a nice focal point when you walk in. It's going to look original. It fits the house. It's amazing. It's going to look super cool. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. All right. Shall we take a video question?
Let's do it, guys. We got a video here from Jason in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Hey, guys. Love all the podcasts. Hey, I got a question for you. I've got a second house in northwest Indiana.
Second house?
And it's got a little house on it that is built on a slab. And the slab gets kind of wet and slimy because it's kind of humid and stuff because it's right next to a lake. So wow. I'm going to build it all up. I'm going to dormer it out and loft the ceilings and stuff and put a little outdoor
beautiful
kitchen
dogs
on it. But I got a huge question on flooring. Should I just do like some tile on the floor, or should I build it up on some, you know, on some 2x's and like some sleeper it up and put the regular flooring on there? Just curious, what do you guys think? And hey, Ray, my second house has a second house. Get your shit together. Love the podcast and love Gray.
Wow. Some good looking
dogs. By the way, he's got
too.
And Casper out front.
He's got a big Casper, the friendly ghost up there. He's got a big NASCAR. It looks like up on the front of the gable.
He's on a lake too. That would look kind of nice.
Nice.
Where is this?
Indiana.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
All right. He's on a slab, and he's going to go up and do some dormers and build up the top of the house and make sort of a second floor and that kind of stuff. He has a pitched roof. And
yeah, I really don't care what he does.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to help the lad.
Go ahead.
When you're on a slab and you do sleepers, meaning like some treated – actually, it's a good question, right? Because if you're going to do sleepers
– you're killing the door.
Yeah, I mean, you're making a big step up into the door. And when you say sleepers, on a slab, I think 2x4s treated. But then I think, is there 1x that's treated? I don't think you can buy it at the
Home
Depot.
But
you can treat it yourself. There is that stuff, Ray. And I don't know if it's the stuff, sort of the green stuff with the termite
creosote.
Stuff. It's not creosote because that's illegal.
No, okay. Yeah, FDA, I don't know. Whatever. FDA changes everything.
But there's a jug. There's a jug of green stuff that you can just sort of paint on to. So if you're going to do something and that something is going to be wood on masonry, a slab or whatever it is, a pier block, whatever it is, don't prime it. Although that's better than nothing. There is stuff that comes in a square 1 gallon jug and it's green and it's kind of it smells and it penetrates and you slop it on there and it stops the termites and the rot and all that kind of stuff. So you can kind of pressure treat your own shit. Number one, he's not going to do that. I don't think he's going to do it.
Ace, if it's slab on grade.
No carpet.
You know what I would do? I would just, if he's going to use wood or tile, get the membrane on there. I'd do wood, first of all, because that's what calls that house, that style, needs wood. And I would just get the glue with the membrane, the waterproofing membrane,
and then just
glue it down. Done.
Yeah, and you're saying the floating snap together variety?
Okay. No. I don't like. I'm not partial to that because that moves too much.
Pre-finished.
Yeah.
All right. Pre-finished
floor,
whatever,
or
engineered.
Yeah.
Pre-finished wood floor with the membrane that's already
the glue. Right.
Well, mastic is more what it is. But you put it down with a notch trowel.
Yeah, right,
you can do that. I was also thinking a portion of it, just for durability and all that stuff. I love the old school linoleum.
Absolutely.
I love the the big old rolled one piece. Guys that are artists with that stuff do borders. They put your initials in the middle of it.
When you can do a cove up in a bathroom with that stuff, it looks so good.
Oh, yeah. Meaning turning up the wall. Turning off the floor and turning up the wall, going up about 4 or 5 inches and putting in that little aluminum cap on the top.
It's so
a great
bitchin'.
Look. Yeah. All right. We have other questions. First, Fomedics. I'm going to use these guys, man. I'm going to use them at the new warehouse. We're working on some new offices.
Good move.
We're working on a new little studio over there. And it's spray-on light density polyurethane spray applied foam insulation, residential work, whatever it is. Look, everybody, you are wasting money if you're not going this route. You can take bats of insulation and roll them into bays or stuff them into bays, but this is an expanding foam that goes into every crack and every crevice. Again, you can take the insulation, and that's nice, but if there's a bunch of cracks and openings and places where air passes through, then your purpose. This goes into the opening and then starts expanding, starts pushing into every crack and every crevice.
And that'll make you say, woohoo!
Woohoo! A typical 2,500-square-foot home has over half a mile worth of cracks and crevices. You want to fix this. By the way, this stuff, now the old stuff used to be caustic, and if it got on, you'd have to cut your arm off and all that kind of stuff. The new stuff
wear
is
it for
green.
A week.
Yeah, and it just wear off. Eco-friendly, and they are looking for distributors. So if you want to start a business, and look, don't get into typewriter repair if that's a business you're looking to start.
How about payphones?
Don't get into payphone repair. Business. That's not a business. There's no legs to that business. This business, I'm not exaggerating, but every house, especially as people head toward Texas and head toward, well, whether it's a cold weather climate or you're in Phoenix, you need this insulation. This is the new standard of insulation. So you shall be in demand. You can become a distributor today. Fomedics. They offer superior products, knowledge. You click the Fometics banner at aceontheroof.com. You want a business? This is the business to get into. Or you can visit Fometics.com and just check out the product. It's like foam, F-O-A-M-E-T-I-X. We're going to use them. I'll tell you how that goes. Go online. Check them out. All right.
Good stuff to do.
We have a what do we have over here? We got a question. What do we got? Oh, just a tip with Ray, everybody.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So this makes my boy and yarn go away.
Gentlemen, grab your hardwood. It's time for Just the Tip.
I like this part.
Just the Tip.
All right, Matt, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fuck your girlfriend now. I'm sorry.
She's pretty hot, man.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see.
Matt likes the old cuckolding thing anyway, so he'll be cool with that.
Set it up, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. You got to get Lorenzo Neal to do it. That's the real cuckolding.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a tip, Ray?
You hold the camera.
I don't even know what's going on anymore. What? Oh, it's my turn?
Tip.
Ah, just the tip. All right. So everybody in construction uses a speed square. Adam, mm-hmm. You want to explain what a speed square is?
That's the adjustable square. Or
no, it's not.
Oh, that's the hip val square. It's
there
the aluminum
the
square.
The little one, right.
It's aluminum, and it's made basically – the reason it's called a hip val square, which I always thought was funny because I was from the Valley – and they'd call guys from the Valley Vals. So I thought, nothing wrong with being a hip val. The hip and the val square is for roofers.
Roofing.
It's for the hips in the valleys. And if you take a look at the speed square, it's laid out with all kinds of degrees. And when you're cutting, you know, you're picturing a roof with the peaks and the valleys. It's not like you run one piece of wood and butt the other. There's a 33-degree cut on one. Each side has to have 28 degrees, or they got to match. So you pivot it, you draw it. It's a little complicated.
Pretty rigid, yeah.
But it's the only square that comes with like a 45-page booklet.
Yeah, it does.
All right, but anyway.
Anyway, there are no holders for such a thing, and a guy uses it a lot. And usually
in
you just
bags.
Have it dangling in your bag,
you
and
throw it
gets around.
Back pouch, usually.
Right. Mm. But you know what you can do?
Hmm.
You can get the holsters for drills, especially mm-hmm. the smaller drills. They come with holsters now.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a holster.
Cordless drills.
Right. Yeah. You get a holster. You stick that speed square in there. You wrap it up. You spray it with a little bit of water. It conforms to your new square holder.
Mm. That's a lot. You know, I feel like
nope,
that's
what it is.
Yeah, but what percentage of people who listen to this have tool bags? I mean, you're talking about professional framers. You're talking about guys who frame for a living. I need something that's a little more, hey, you know, Matt and his girlfriend over there could use.
That's another show.
All right, but
that's not even around.
But I'm saying you, much like the scaffolding tip, this has eliminated 97% of the people that listen to this. Well,
okay, I got another one.
Is this a tip for anybody who's in this building right now?
I know.
Look at what you have around you.
You know what a speed square is now? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks for that.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't. No one who owns tool bags. Nobody. Okay.
What are you talking about?
I need something better, Ray.
Right.
I need something more universal.
Dust control. You like dust control?
Okay.
You want one?
Uh-huh.
All right. So the shaving can lid, right? You got a shaving can?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you got
yeah.
the lid.
I like where this is heading.
All
the,
right,
the top
so you,
on that is about 2.5 inches.
Right. And it's perfect for what? A table saw. You put it on the table saw. You know, you got a hole on that side of the table saw.
Mm-hmm.
Attach your vacuum to it. It's an adapter.
Mm. But you got to cut
say yes.
You got to cut a hole in the top of the.
No. You just funnel it down, put it there.
Wait a minute. Shave cream?
Hold on, I got another one.
Hold on.
No.
Shave cream.
Yeah, yeah.
The lid.
Yeah.
You got a table saw and you want to hook your shop vac up to it.
Right.
And use that as that, but you got to cut a hole in the top of the shave
All right,
cream
fuck
lid.
It. Cut a hole in it.
If you don't cut a hole in it, you're just blocking
this
off
is
the
for
end
everybody.
Of the...
It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
Ray, what, don't you have to cut a hole?
I don't know.
All right, Ray, you didn't think this one out either.
No, I didn't.
All right, let's just move
I
on.
Like the holster for the square that you poo-pooed.
It's
Jesus
nobody
Christ.
Nobody has a speed square who's listening, and they don't
they
have
They all
bags.
Have speed squares.
All right, let's go to the phones. This guy's got trouble refinishing hardwood floors.
Ask him if he has a speed square.
Oh, this is going to be good. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Adam Race, what's going on?
29 Utah, do you own a speed square and tool bags?
Yes, I do.
I do not, but...
Hold on.
Wait, he's saying but.
But hold on. Bisa?
Yes?
You're 40,
oh, come
45
on. Why'd you
from
pick
Malibu.
Her?
I'm going down
oh
the line.
Oh, my God. Do really?
Do you own a speed square?
I think my husband has one.
That a girl.
In the garage. And he has one of those big, giant other ones, too.
And does he have tool bags?
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to need you to make the pilgrimage to the garage
you.
And find
no,
that
no.
speed square.
She doesn't know what it is.
She doesn't know what the speed square is.
Call your husband.
Yeah, you just described it.
It's aluminum?
I do now.
Do you have it? Is it aluminum?
Adam, I won
I'm
that one. Move
stairs.
On. Don't try and disprove it. Go to the next
I don't,
one.
I think she's talking about a combination square.
I'm going to the garage right now. I'm running. Mm-hmm.
You live in Malibu?
Down the stairs. Yes, I do.
Sweet.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. You know what? I live in the Brady Bunch area of Sunset Mesa.
And the it's beautiful, by the way, out there. And you want
by the Giddy Villa, you know. Question, so it's very, very, fairly Malibu.
Question is about rattlesnake fencing because my dog Molly got bit by a rattlesnake. Have you located the speed square?
I have located what I think may be a speed square.
It is.
Please,
good job.
Please describe it to me.
Way to go.
Well, it says Swanson Speed Square on it.
Victory!
Hold on.
And it says pit bell.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. I'm dancing a jig.
All right. Hold on. Now I need hold on. I need the leather tool. I need the leather tool bags as well.
Well,
they're in the car. They're in the car. They're in the car.
He never uses them. What's
he? I mean, he hardly uses. He, you know, he has a lot. Oh, here it is. It is. It's with his gun.
Has a holster in it, and it's leather.
Oh, you
leather. It's Craftsman. It's
What else you gotta say?
There's pouches on there.
Keep going.
All right,
dig deep.
I'm looking for 23-year-old blonde with a D cup. Anything?
My name's Ray.
We're on a roll. All right. Your husband's a very well-rounded man. What's he do for a living?
He's actually a sound editor for film, sound designer.
Wow. And
worked on Iron Man. And,
wow.
And he loves Laguna Seca, goes every year.
He loves what?
Laguna Seca.
Oh, did he go last year?
I love him.
This year? He went this year, last year. He goes every year. And I go some years with my sons. We have three sons.
Oh, he should tell him to come up and say hi to me next time.
Oh, isn't that a different show?
All right.
I will.
Anyway, so I can punch him.
Thank you so, Biza. I love you.
All right, well, pass the tip along to him where he can.
Okay, I will.
All right.
I will.
All right. Well, so rattlesnake, hold on a second. Oh, no, line one hung up. I'm trying to get.
That's because he was looking for a square.
I'm trying to just get a sample of the audience. Mike.
Yep.
45, yep. Philadelphia. Do you own a speed square?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on. You're making a deck, dude. Yes, you do.
No, he does not own one. He said no. Jason.
Yeah.
38 from Oregon.
Yep.
Do you own a speed square?
What am I, a fucking framer?
Yeah.
okay, more kowtow, Adam. Go ahead, blow him now. Come on
all
down.
All right, listen, Ray, you're one for four or five.
Yeah,
that's
and
all.
The chick had it.
Imagine that. All right, door has shifted out of place.
Go get a square, first of all.
Jason
stupid.
From Oregon. All right. Front door, what door?
It's the exterior door to my backyard.
Uh-huh.
Do you own the house?
I own the house.
Winner.
I'm fucking leaving.
Second house.
Adam, wrap this up.
Is it dragging?
No, it's not dragging, but the latch, when the latch comes through and hits the strike plate, it won't you know, over time, it no longer will dive in and catch.
How do you have to get it to catch? By lifting the door or pushing
it? Lifting the door, yeah. But now it's getting to the point where even lifting up on the door, I can't get it to catch. And I got young kids, and they're always leaving the fucking door open.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah. How much?
So,
how much?
Last year, I had a friend come over, and we popped the casing off, and we tried to take a look, see if we could shim it.
Pop the casing. Wow.
Why'd you pop? It's got some, you know, like some craftsman or you know, craftsman type trim around it.
Right. Right.
So my question is, you know, do I need to like look at the mortise on the hinge? Do I need? I mean, because the last thing I want to do is buy a new door.
Just move the strike
down. The house is only 8 years old.
Eight.
And it's new construction. So.
All right. So listen, here's how everything goes. Everything goes
south.
You try to move the door first. You say, okay, I'm going to tighten the hinge on the top. I'm going to make sure all the hinges are tight. The top hinge is going to be tight. The bottom hinge, I'm going to take a little piece of cardboard. I'm going to slide it in behind the hinge and the mortise, and I'm going to tighten that down and try to physically move shift the door to get the door to actually – the door is a square inside a square, and I'm going to get it to move, or rectangle inside a rectangle. Try to get it to move. If it doesn't move – and you should get it to move some, but if it's still not moved enough, then you just get your Dremel out, and you can just kind of...
carve out the strike.
Carve out the bottom of the strike. The problem with moving the strike is now you have a mortise in there that's kind of... But you can... All right, so you try that. If you can't... If that doesn't work, then you can unscrew the strike plate, slide it down, remortise it a little.
And if you don't have a Dremel because you don't have a fucking square, just get a file.
Yeah.
Get a little hand file in there.
Yeah.
You can do it with that.
I wonder if he has a Dremel. Do you have a Dremel, Jason?
No.
I don't have a Dremel.
Jason, what do you have? Do you have a nail file?
I have a nail file, yeah.
Use that.
All right.
Done.
Get a Dremel. Get a file.
Call your friend.
Call your
friend.
Call Biza from Malibu. Biza?
She's got everything.
Yes.
She's got it all.
Yeah.
All right. Rattlesnake.
I'm thinking rattlesnake.
Yeah, my dog got bit right in the face by a rattlesnake.
Oh.
Right on the schnoz.
Yeah, and our neighbor has seen a couple in the last few days, so.
Yeah.
I heard they have some fencing, but I don't know
is
much about it.
Is it electric or something? What
no,
would that be?
Here's the thing. The snakes... The snakes hang out in, like, the ivy. Like, they'll hang out in the scrub and the ivy and the whatever. And
right.
That's where they hang out because that's where the rats and mice hang out, and that's what they live off of. And then your dog goes running out in the backyard, and it sticks its snout into the ivy, and then the snake bites your dog.
Ouch.
So now your best remedy for this is removing the environment that the snakes would hang out in. Meaning, if there were no freeway overpasses, there'd be no bums living under them. So if you go out and you clear that ivy, you're not going to have snakes just hanging out in your yard. They will be hanging out in the ivy in your yard. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how your yard is configured, but those places around the perimeter where the, like I said, the scrub is growing up and the ivy's coming up, get the weed whacker and get all that stuff out of there. And then you can probably put a barrier, like a sheet metal galvanized, whatever, that goes up 2 feet or even 1 foot, you know, and bury it down.
Is there something that, like, snakes are, you know, that
they
repel
they have,
snakes?
Like, powder and stuff. But I what I would do is I would clear that whole area out.
Yeah.
And then I would take some galvanized, like, rolled sheet metal, just light grade, whatever, and
put a perimeter
just, like,
up.
A 1 foot, bury it 3 inches into the dirt and let it stick out 8 inches or 9 inches, and then just go around the perimeter, use some wire or some zip ties or something, you know, pop
some
a hole in
and
it.
All that.
You don't even need stakes. You just zip tie it or wire it to the existing fencing, you know, or whatever as you go along.
And then when your kid falls on it and gets a bad cut, you know who to blame.
Oh, he's not going to do it. That's fine. You got it. Because,
gets a bad cut and then bit by a rattlesnake
from
the other side.
They will get him. I mean, this, like I said, you're talking to a guy whose dog got bit in the face.
Did you ever see that snake? Did you?
No. It was in the ivy, but it was a big snake.
That's crazy.
Two big puncture wounds, right?
Oof.
Molly's snout. Yeah.
What happened to her, by the way? I mean, I know she made it through, but does she go into like some kind of shock or?
She.
I mean, I know it kills flesh, you know, the bacteria or whatever.
We had a conversation with Lynette about she wanted to get the snake wrangler to the house earlier.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
And I was like, I don't need the dude.
We don't need the snake wrangler.
With the desert boots and the fucking.
The one thing she was right on.
Ponytail pulled through the back of the hat, built like Tony Little.
Billy the Exterminator.
Telling, you know, waving a rubber snake in front of the dog and blowing an air horn, you know. I said, no, I'm not paying that douche. I remember saying, look, just because we live in Hollywood doesn't mean we have to act like we live in Hollywood. I'm not paying this fucking guy to come to my house. She's a dog.
Why don't you just get Gary to do it?
Well, Gary looked for the snake, but it... And it was a number of days later when Molly got hit in the face by said rattlesnake. And then Lynette was screaming at me. And she was...
Go finish the fucking fireplace, huh?
She was... Molly was just sitting in the room off to the corner, like, just sort of pouting. It was dusk. Just sitting in the corner, just sort of in the same room we were in, just sitting. And... Lynette said something like, Molly, she's been lethargic or something. Like, Molly, come here, girl. And Molly came up to us, and she had a huge golf ball-sized lump on her snout. And Lynette's like, what is this big lump? Is she allergic to something? Like, what happened to her nose? And I saw two big puncture marks in the middle of the golf ball. And I was like,
you were trying to
got bit by a
quick.
Gopher or something, you know?
Yeah,
she's like,
gopher.
What is that? And I said, well, I think that's a snake. I think those are puncture wounds from a snake. And she was like, are you kidding me? And then she started crying, but she was yelling at me the whole time. She grabbed Molly and just ran out the fucking door and sped for the veterinarian. DraftKings, baby. Oh, now I feel better. DraftKings.com. Yeah. What could make fantasy football better? DraftKings, baby. You want to be a millionaire? DraftKings. The winner of their millionaire grand final gets $1 million. New, fun, easy way to play fantasy sports. One day fantasy sports. Not all drawn out. It's not painful. It's easy. It's fast. It's fun. You play today. If you don't win, play tomorrow. You pick a new team. True story. Guy won $100,000. First time out. Matt!
Right now, Ace on the House listeners get free entry into the Millionaire Grand Final. Enter Ace at DraftKings.com for your free shot to be crowned a fantasy football millionaire. But you gotta enter Ace today at DraftKings.com. For details on your free entry, visit DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Nice job. All right, Mike.
Yes.
All right, building a deck, Philadelphia. Don't own a speed square. Question is what?
Nice job. You better get one first.
Question.
Hey, guys, get it on.
Thank you, buddy.
Just wondering if you have any advice, Ray. I know you just built one, so I'm wondering if, you know, you think I live up here in Bucks County, so it gets pretty humid and all, and
nice,
we get snow
nice
and
country.
All sorts of weather. So, I mean, would you recommend composite or wood or, you know, just want to get a feeling for what you think, what's best used for a deck?
For me, I prefer wood. I mean, it's warmer.
You're talking about snow, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't live around that kind of thing.
Well,
man.
He does.
Well, go online. What can I tell you?
All right, listen. Don't fucking punish him just because he doesn't have a speed square. Yeah, there's tons of stuff. I like the composite stuff. Ray and I both like the stuff that's the sort of screwless. Look, when you drill holes and stuff and put screws in them,
you're
countersink them. That's just a place where the water and the snow gathers to rot things out. So I like using the modern stuff, the clips from underneath and that kind of stuff. Yes, we can agree on that. The stainless steel stuff. Don't make a bunch of points of entry for water and mildew
and
all that stuff.
Anything on flat, don't bother. You don't want to penetrate it. Yeah, you could use composite. Some of them are nice looking now, I have to say. And by the way, Ace, they have this stuff now. You can use the composite. They have a heater you can put it in. And then you make a template, and you can make the thing totally round.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can do radius
awesome.
Work.
You can do radius stuff.
Do they have this? I know they have treated stuff for like the 2x6s and stuff that are running. Where's the rest of the composite stuff for that? Does that exist yet?
I don't know of it. I'm sure it does somewhere. Mm. Maybe it's metal or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Might be a decent.
Bonderized. So,
the good news is you go online, Mike, you find everything you need, and, you know, that'll
be that.
You
can do it.
And yes, because you'd be surprised. You know, redwood 2x6 looks great. You'd be surprised how shitty redwood 2x6, 2 years, well, the stuff
yeah,
can look like shit.
Besides that, it's gray.
It's gray.
It's not
right.
red.
Yeah. All right. I want to thank you guys for listening, for supporting the show. You can visit aceontheroof.com, my friends. Aceontheroof.com. If you want to support, click through our Amazon link. Hit the PayPal button. Thank you so much. Leave a nice comment. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Ray Oldhofer, Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, Fonda Lear, and Gary Haftar saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.